When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Ready for a new and exciting career challenge? At DHL Supply Chain, you're part of a team committed to creating innovative solutions for some of the biggest brands in the world. We're recognized as a best place to work, where people are valued, supported, and respected. DHL Supply Chain is hiring for a wide range of salaried operational and functional roles. Previous experience in logistics is welcome, but not required. All opportunities, no boundaries. DHL Supply Chain. Apply today at joindhl.com.
Yep, I'm recording.
Oh, yay. Oh, hey, Chris. It's me, Michael Jackson.
Oh,
it's been
Michael,
a while since we talked.
It has been a long time.
A long time. This is a very special episode, so I figured I'd come in and, check on your butthole. I mean, check on how you're doing. Da-ba-da!
I'm surprised we haven't had an appearance from Donald Trump. Oh, here he comes.
Okay, I've always been here. I'm always ready to talk about America and all the great patriots here. Okay, believe me. I was just busy eating a hamburger. Okay, believe me.
It's a hamburger?
Extra pickles. Yes, it's a hamburger. That's what I said. It's a delicious. Absolutely delicious. I like to take two Big Macs, okay, and then stack them together, okay, and make it a Trump Mac. Okay, it's the only way I do it. McDonald's tried to bring in and say it was called a double Big Mac, okay, but then I sued them, okay, and somehow I won. The American law system is very wacky. Okay, believe me. It's my burger. That's what you don't see on the menu. Okay, and I'm going to eat them all. Okay, believe me. God damn it, Donald, get out of here. Jesus.
Wait, can I ask Donald a question before he goes?
Really? You want him to come back? I'm blaming you if he says something stupid.
Okay, I'm back. Okay, yeah. Listen, you see, I told you the gays love Donald. Okay, look, he's calling me back. He doesn't want me to go anywhere.
Yeah, and the gays also love Rudy Giuliani, and I just want an update on our beloved ex-New York City mayor. How is he?
You know, I saw what happened with his hair dye during that press conference, and that was just absolutely embarrassing. Okay, believe me.
That was really bad.
Must have great hair, just like me. Okay, look at these flowing locks. Okay, believe me. Look at him. Just touch him. Okay, actually, don't touch him. Things might happen, but just look at it. You can look from afar. Okay, and don't take pictures. Okay, but look at it from this side. Okay, not this side. This side. Okay, just come here. Look. Okay, believe me. See, it's all real. It's all there. So if anybody's gonna work for the Donald, they're gonna have great hair. Okay, believe me. Even that's why my next lawyer is gonna be David Hasselhoff. He loves nothing about law, but the man's like 70 years old and he still looks great. That's why they love him in Germany. Okay, believe me. So, you know.
See, now he's talking about fucking David Hasselhoff. All Get out of here, Donald.
Donald Trump, everybody. Woo.
Jesus Christ.
Okay, what a guy.
Let's start the freaking show already. This is a season finale, folks. Let's get weird in 3, 2, 1.
What are you doing?
Testes in my mouth.
Get on the ground, you fucking pledge.
Ew.
Welcome to the greatest podcast experience of your life. This is the Frat Chat Podcast.
All young men like three things. Food. Boobs. Pussy.
Featuring Carlos Garcia and Chris
Yeah, what's up, everybody? Welcome back to the epic season finale of the greatest podcast in the history of podcasting time. It's the Frat Chat Podcast. How's it going, Mr. Mo?
Yo, what's up, Brad?
We've made it to an epic 25th episode of this season, and we get to take a season finale by choice. We didn't get canceled. Woo! So that means we'll be back for season 4, you guys. We're going to take a break, you know.
Seymour and I have a lot to atone for, which we're going to get to later. But, you know, I think we just need a break so our friends and family will answer calls again.
What are you going to do during your break?
Ooh, I don't know. I'm going to be performing a lot, my friend. For example, you know, right after the season finale, we're back this Friday, August 6th at 7 p.m. at Broadway Comedy Club for the greatest comedy show of all time. And we have an epic lineup. Headlined by Carmen Lagala. Well, you know, which you've seen a little show with Stephen Colbert.
Hill? Yeah. I'm just kidding.
yeah, little known guy. We wish him well with his up-and-coming career here at the Fresh Hat Podcast. But yeah, performing a lot, you know, sending auditions, probably playing with my puppy a lot. And talking about my penis, I'm also going to be playing with the dog. But, you know, that's most of the penis stuff.
Yeah, me too.
How about you? Anything exciting?
You know, today in therapy, my therapist told me that she thinks it'd be a good idea for me to volunteer at LGBTQ youth centers. Oh. So she's challenged me to give back to the community because I used to back in Chicago, and she thinks it might be something to return to. So maybe I'll turn a new leaf and be a better person. And, you know, I'll come back for season 4. Basically, you can just call me Mother Teresa.
Yes.
Or Gandhi, you know?
And I mean, I don't know why you didn't do it earlier. The restraining order was only in Chicago youth centers. I didn't say anything
about
New York.
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, just... But I did tell you not to wear your outfits from the modeling shoots before you go speak to kids. It's a terrible idea. Even though it was a center for blind children, the parents weren't blind, Seymour. They all saw. They were taking pictures. You know, we literally warned you before you walked out the door. You were like, no, I got this. Clearly you didn't got this. So hopefully you'll wear the pants with asses this time.
I guess having Michael Jackson as a mentor did not serve me well. But he's dead, so we're good.
See, Michael proved that not just snitches get stitches. People who get tons of plastic surgery also do.
Yeah, but
so, you know, you don't just snitch.
Oh, I've had multiple stitches in my life. You know, I talked to a friend recently, and she was like, what's new in the life of the podcast? And I was like, oh, well, since last time I've spoken to you, Carlos and I are the proud owners of the word Frat Chat.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, okay. And she's like, are you going to... provide any merch? And I was like, you know, maybe one day. Why not? We own the word. It's our word.
Our official sponsor is none other than the Moon Life Clothing, who you can check out at the Moon Life Clothing on Instagram and themoonlife.com. You know, I think she might be onto something. So if you guys are interested in some Frat Chat Podcast merchandise, then hit us up in those DMs, my friend, and confirm this, because I would love nothing more than to have your next pair of undies feature me and Simo's face on each butt cheek.
My God, I would love that.
Great. That would be great. Or think about it this way, LGBTQ friendly underwear where, you know, it's like tidy whities, and on the butthhole, there's a little target. That's right, just off the top of my head.
Or follow me. What if the panties are scratch and sniff?
Oh my God. So that way, you don't even have to shit yourself for them to smell it. It's genius, Simo. God. It'll save you thousands of panties, too.
I'm here all night.
Yeah. I think we're onto something. So the good people at the Moon Life Clothing, contact us, and we can make this happen, especially the scratch and sniff. I think that'll be the primary money maker. So I think we should invest all of our assets into making that happen. And then after that, we'll get like a koozie or something.
I think owner and designer of Moon Life Clothing, Nate, was just in Costa Rica, right? Weren't they all at Costa Rica celebrating a fraternity brother's engagement?
Yes, they were. And I was also invited to go, but I could not make it. However, I will be at the wedding, so it should be a fun one. I was quite jealous. I had a lot of FOMO, quite a lot this weekend. So thanks for the reminder, Simo. Really appreciate that.
Well, I just want to give a shout out to Silverman. Congratulations. That's fantastic. We wish you the best.
Exactly. And please make sure you don't put your dog in your engagement picture. I literally have a bit that's very popular about it. We know what happens in 10 years. So just don't do it. Anyways. Moving on, by the way, I forgot, make sure when you get your tickets to the greatest comedy show of all time, you do it at tiny.cc /greatestcomedyshow or the Broadway Comedy Club website and use our promo code FRATCHAT in all caps and save yourself some money. Save yourself like 15%. And you can use that same promo code on the Moonlife clothing and save yourself some money there too. So do it. Do it. Just use FratChat and save money plenty of places. And then the savings, right? You can take the money from the savings and then buy our upcoming Scratch and Sniff panties. Boom.
Yes.
That right there is keeping the money moving. So you're welcome.
All right. Should we start our tour?
Ooh, are you ready to do this? It's been a long time coming.
I'm a little nervous, but it's necessary.
Yeah, okay. Well, yeah, I guess it is necessary. So let's get to it because, ladies and gentlemen, listeners of the Frat Chat podcast, as Simo pointed out last week, we might have said some things these last couple of seasons, and we haven't quite atoned for these things. You know, we haven't done one of these since season one because, you know, we've just been living the high life of just becoming cool, popular podcasters around the world with a huge following in America and a huge following over and by the good people of India, as well as Europe and South America and stuff and all over the world. So, you know, we got caught up in the high life. Plus, to be honest, Timmy was supposed to remind us to do this, but apparently Jimmy didn't fill him in. He picked up this horrible drug habit, and you know, things kind of got lost in the hustle and shuffle.
Is Jimmy gonna be back for season four?
Well, he's currently at rehab, so we'll see once he sobers up. You know, and by rehab, I mean
not surprised.
I have him tied up in my bathroom right now. You know, I can't really afford to send him anywhere nice. So, you know, he just yells if he gets hungry. And, you know, between the drooling and stuff, I try to make up if it's food or I'm dying. It sounds very similar. You know, it's
gotcha.
But we're doing okay here. Maybe in a couple of weeks, we'll see where he's at. But, you know, hopefully he'll be back, especially if you guys like Timmy. But if not, you know, hopefully you found some Jimothys along the way. I know that was something on the back burner for a while, but I think I'm going to have to do it.
I will find one.
Yeah. But anyways, I think it's time, you guys, for us here at the Frat Chat Podcast to simply say, we're sorry, because it's time to bring in another edition of the Frat Chat Podcast Apology Tour.
Oh.
And note, I'm pouting right now, looking super adorable and also likable at the same time, and very humble. I also have Jesus' hands up right now, you know, so I am the picture of humbleness, if that's even a word.
I have Jesus' abs.
Yeah, he does.
Nailed it.
Yeah, he does. He looks just like Jesus on the cross. Right? Well, actually, no, I'm not going to get into this joke. I'm going to have to add something else to apologize for. So, no, do not set me up with any layups for this episode. See, we got serious apology business.
We both hang on wood. Is that what you're going to say?
Well, you said it, not me, so you can apologize to the camera.
Hashtag nom nom nom. Okay, so... So, who wants to start? Do you want to start?
I think you can go. You can do it. You can do it.
Well, I said it last time, but I think it's necessary to say again. I want to apologize to any foreign country that thinks our commentary is an appropriate representation of American culture. I'm sorry. I'm talking to you, India.
I mean, maybe they just like us. Because they're like, hey, check it out. It's a gay and a foreigner. It's not what you'd expect from an American podcast.
Or maybe they go back to their families at dinner and they're like, did you know that sorority shit their pants in college?
Many family dinners have been ruined by quoting this podcast. So maybe I recommend that you don't do that, you guys. Maybe don't do that. Wait till after you're done eating. Especially if you're coming to poo-poo talk, which seems to be something that we do quite often here at the Frat Chat Podcast.
Yeah.
People like the Dookie.
Oh, my gosh.
It's what gets the most ratings, so it's you guys.
So recently I did an Instagram Live with this Instagram account called To The Gays I've Dated. And at the end of the taping, he was like, we talked about poop a lot. And I was like, yeah, well, you know, we're gay. And it's a big part of our lives, and I'm here, and it seems to just, poop talk just follows me everywhere I go, and I'm okay with it. I come to terms with it. I love talking about shit. I love it.
Yeah.
Sorry, world.
It's funny. poop is funny, you guys. Like, and pooping yourselves is funny. And Simo is like the authority of pooping himself, so if he can laugh about it, I think y'all can laugh about it. You know what I mean? I feel like he can get away with it. Simo poops himself on the reg, so I think he gets a buy.
I own all things poop related. It's my right as a gay person with all the poop experience I've had in my life.
Mr. Hankey's a close personal friend of Simo, you guys.
Close personal friend. One could argue he might be my godfather. We don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
It's family business.
Literally, family business.
Okay, what's yours? What's your first one?
Well, I'd like to start off my end of the Frat Chat Podcast Apology Tour by apologizing to the guy that took Simo's college modeling pictures. Yeah, I know I rip on him a lot on the show and probably will continue to do so. I would just like to say on record that I don't think that all your work is terrible. It's just the particular work you had with Simo from early 2007 to mid-2008. That was just insane. Like, what was that picture of Simo with the cane murdering a teddy bear? Like, come on. What was the point of that? Like, you know, like, I'm sure there's been a lot of artistic growth since then, you know, hopefully. And I don't want to pigeonhole you into that work, but, you know, come on.
Well, that photographer's name was Michael, and that
was...
Oh,
I told you not to tell anybody.
and that was for the first edition of Iconography, the magazine, which was a short-lived local publication.
Yeah, I wonder why.
And it was associated with fashion icons, which is no longer available. And now it's become clear to me that it's my fault.
That was its inaugural and only issue of the magazine. It sold two copies. Simo just wanted a spare one so he could give to his family. It's still in mint condition. No one read it. See, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Michael. You see, I'm doing it again. I just can't help it. You kind of, you know, you bring out the best in me with this, with these pictures. I just can't. I just can't even. So
it was the last thing my grandma read before she died. Coinky dink. I don't know. sorry, Mimo.
And the doctor says she died peacefully, but she was holding that magazine pretty hard, you guys. Oh, God. Well, we can add this to the list for the next apology tour. Woo!
Yeah.
You could take it, Mr. Mo.
Sorry, Grandma. I guess that, you know, going from that, I should probably apologize not only to my grandma, but to my mother. My mom is very upset that I talked about her shitting herself on a family vacation. Mommy, I'm very, very sorry that I told your business... I'm more sorry that you tied your business in a plastic bag around my wrists.
Sorry for all the business, you know, all the business talk. We did really, again, don't want to share the family business, but, you know, it was pretty funny.
I will say that I've never in my life have wanted anything more than just a couple more of those pine tree air fresheners.
Febreze stock rose after last week's episode, so you're welcome, Febreze.
Yeah.
Well, I'd also like to apologize to Simo's mom.
Oh, really? Why?
Well, you know, I did mercilessly rip on her last week after Simo shared the story of her having to poop in a bag on a road trip after eating said McDonald's that just didn't sit well. And, you know, as a guy that ate Big Macs every single Sunday for about 3 years straight, hashtag Big Mac Sunday, I can tell you that tummy troubles after McDonald's happen to the best of us. You know, I myself never have to shit in a bag after any of these Sundays. However, I just take it as you won at McDonald's. You know, and thus, you should actually be proud of that story. I have never been able to achieve pooping in a bag after McDonald's. So it's kind of like reaching McDonald's nirvana. You know what I mean? So, like,
oh, okay.
You can go and, like, play in the McDonald's playpen and not get any diseases. You know, you can lick the bottom of the ball pit and be fine now. So, just saying, you should be proud. I think you should tell your mom that she should be proud of that story. Just saying.
You know, there was a rumor in college that they put laxatives in the dining hall food so it would go through your system before it made you sick.
Yeah, I heard that too. I heard that too. I never verified if it's true. But I did take massive poops after the dining. But I also, when I would go to the dining hall, especially we had one called Newell, which was delicious. Yeah. But you could get like cheese steaks. You could get everything buffet style. Yeah. So I would eat like a fucking animal as well. And then they had like an ice cream, soft serve ice cream bar too. And like all these great toppings. Like, yeah, no, I mean, I ate till diarrhea regardless of the glasses and they're not.
Carlos would show up and they would be like, lock the door! Lock the door!
you hear the sound. Still shaking. Oh my God, he's coming! And he's high! Oh my God.
It's like that scene from Jurassic Park with the water. And we're like, uh-oh.
I want
it's like, oh my God, are they serving enchiladas today? No, it's just Carlos approaching. I think he farted.
Lock the bathrooms, run away. Oh shit, literally. Okay, well, you're up, my friend.
I need to apologize to the late Anthony Bourdain for yeah. not knowing that he had died. And I realized how tactless that was at his party. I'm also sorry that I wasn't dressed appropriately. And
your assless chaps were really not an appropriate choice wardrobe to this.
And I also want to apologize to Luther Vandross because 10 years ago I did the same thing to him. Sorry, I didn't know you. Luther, I didn't know you were dead either. Oh. I'm sorry to your family that had to explain to me that you had passed away years prior.
Yeah, yeah. And to all the people that explained to Simo that Anthony Bourdain had committed suicide when Simo was asking about him. You guys are heroes, but maybe it would have been best if you didn't say anything at all and just let him ask this at the end of the event. Or just be talking to everybody in the crowd around him, and then the thing starts playing. Anthony Bourdain, rest in peace. It's
like, they could have just been like, yes, Simo, he is here among us. He's everywhere.
He's everywhere now.
He's alive in our hearts. Yeah. And then I would have felt much better. But instead, I got stink eye, and they all whispered behind my back loud enough for me to hear. Thank you.
Can you believe that, asshole? I am that. You're talking to me, sir. What are you? I'm right here, okay? Literally, come on. Oh, Seema. Yeah. To this day. Woo! You've said some whoppers in my day, but good Lord, that one will forever stick
Yo,
with me.
Tony! Sorry about it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I like to follow up my previous apology by apologizing to the good people at McDonald's for insinuating that all your food gives people explosive diarrhea and are laughing at Simo's mom for pooping in one of your bags as you're visiting McDonald's location around a long road trip. You know, to be fair, diarrhea after eating McDonald's is more like 50-50 for sure. Now, Taco Bell, you got spring cleaning guaranteed coming up. But McDonald's, McDonald's is more like Russian roulette. You know what I mean? You spin until you win, but you will eventually win or lose, just depending on how you see it. It's just not every time. And this time, like I said earlier, Simo's mom just happened to be the lucky winner. So I'm sorry, McDonald's. You know, I have a pretty good track record.
That lucky bitch. Fuck.
I think she wins. She won a Happy Meal after that. You know, a free Happy Meal.
You know, some people like in Brooklyn, like in Bushwick, you know, like the tipster white people, they go dumpster diving like for fun because they want things that are like used and vintage. But if they dumpster dive along Route 50, yikes, they're gonna find mommy's poopy. And I'm sure that my mommy's not the only one shat in the bag.
Yeah, no. I mean, I feel like it's a common thing. However, I don't know. You have to be pretty skilled to shit in a bag. And much more a McDonald's bag. Because note, McDonald's bags aren't the strongest either. So the fact that she was able to poop in this bag and keep it intact long enough to make it to a dumpster, again, is very skilled. So I just think your mom should be prouder of that story. I think she should tell
people. You know what? When I was younger, I was abusing laxatives, And I went to the like gastroenterologist, and I didn't tell them I was abusing laxatives. I had problems, but I had to take a dump like in like a plastic container, and they were gonna like inspect it, and I was so nervous. And I tried to convince my mom to let me just scoop up dog poop in the backyard just to see what they would say, and she wouldn't. But I was like, I had such an argument. I was like, Mom, please. Like, it would just be so funny. Imagine the faces of them that'd be like, this is not normal poopy. But she wouldn't let me do
it. This is Chihuahua poop, sir. It's a teeny turd. There's no way you made this.
What can you do?
At the same time, I don't even know what... Imagine you're the poop tech, because I don't know what the official title is of the guy that...
Yeah, poop tech. Task. Poopologist.
Such, yeah, right? Exactly. Yeah, the poopologist. And then rather than getting a big hunk of human shit, you get a teeny tiny dog turd. I feel like he'd be happy. I mean, like, well, this is an easy one. This is clearly dog poop. I don't even have to taste this one. So, so there's no corn in it. It's a coolly teeny tiny turd. I can move right past it. I'm taking lunch early, you guys.
Or he'd be like, there's an overabundance of kibbles and bits. Somebody call the children's center and report this. This poor child's eating kibbles and bits. Okay, I need to apologize. It was made very clear to me to some of my female friends that I refer to sorostitutes as skanks. So I'm sorry, AZD and Zeta and all the sororities I've talked about this season, and I'm sorry that I referred to you as skanks. Not all of you are skanks. Some of you are, and some of you shit yourselves, and I had to clean up after it. But I'm sure that there is at least one of you out there that's not a dirty fucking skank. Maybe one.
Yeah, I'd also like to apologize to especially the ladies of AZD, because it was just a coincidence that all of our stories on last week's episode of women pooping in our houses and having poopy incidents were in your sorority, but I do know a good amount of you that have never pooped themselves in my presence. So
they must have been eating at Newell.
Yeah, maybe there was just there's all those sorority sister building events at Newell really weren't the thing to do before pregame, you guys.
Oh, but, you know what? Since we're on this topic,
SIBO's mom pooped in a bag. So, yeah. You know, you guys. Oh, wait, I'm sorry. We're not talking about that anymore.
And then,
you know,
and then she wrapped it up and gave it to me for Christmas because I was a bad boy. Joke's on her because I finger painted with it and gave her a present in return. Okay, so yeah. I want to apologize to all the employees and all the members of Blink Fitness for doing my morning shits in their locker room bathroom. It's literally two blocks from my house, but why stink up my house when I can stink up the gym?
Yeah, and to be fair, men's locker rooms tend to smell like shit regardless, and probably someone else had been stinking it up before you anyway, so I'm sure it didn't smell nice when you walked in there already, did it? Or are you the first one, you know, like the guys open up the gym at like 4:30 in the morning, you know, like, da, na, 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 na. It's still night. The sun's coming out and he turns the key on the door. He pulls up a curtain and you see SIBO banging on the door. Let me in, I have to shit.
You know, I've gotten the habit of turning my music up super loud so that I can't, so I'm not distracted by my own bodily noises.
And you just feel the vibrations. But, see, it was like a massage chair.
But I have heard someone walk into the bathroom and just say, Jesus Christ. Like, nope, it's just me.
But I do have his abs, you see, and then you pull out your shirt.
Yeah.
So that either is the greatest compliment someone taking a shit can receive, or it's like the worst thing that can happen. That's like, you know,
I'm like, beat that, buddy.
Oh Lord. Well, speaking of shitty situations, I'd like to apologize to Timmy's family for I guess what I'll call his decrease in performance, you know? Because when he came onto the show, he kind of was like a shining star, you know? He could do everything. You could, like, edit. He did a lot of video stuff. He did a lot of audio stuff. He could put all the buttons. And he made sure the green room was spotless. Man, now these days, you could say there's a lot to be desired. You know, he kind of smells like shit. He hasn't been doing too good. And I have to say, that's our bad. In our defense, like I said before, Simo and I both believed that letting him live under a bridge was a good idea. You know what I mean? We watch a lot of Fox News, and they're always saying that all you have to do to succeed in America is let people just lift themselves up by their bootstraps. So we left them some bootstraps and under a bridge, and we just said, pull yourselves up, dude. Follow the American dream. If he comes back after rehab, you guys, I promise we'll at least let him have lunch. Just saying. Just saying.
I don't feel bad for his demise. Not one bit.
Oh, yeah. No, not at all. Not even a little bit.
Not at all. And maybe because he's a ginger. Maybe because it's because he's a ginger. That's what it is.
Yeah, man.
Sorry.
He was kind of like the full-on ginger look. He also had the freckles and stuff, so he was kind of creepy.
It's kind of like someone threw shit at him through a screen door. I'm like, yo, do you tan with mesh? What is that?
He was like our friend Bukkake after getting pooped on by that AZD, you know, in the thong. That's what he looked like. The only thing worse for Bukkake at that given moment would have been if he had red hair. He would have been like, no, my life is over. So,
oh my gosh.
I don't blame you. I don't blame you at all.
This is going to sound silly, but I do feel bad that we compare Kermit the Frog to Froggy.
I had that one too.
Kermit really does not deserve that.
I mean, I was thinking that because Froggy's voice also sounds exactly like Ray Romano's. However, we just thought that Kermit was more well-known and popular, and thus it kind of stuck. You know what I mean? So if you think about it, to the good people that created the Muppets, and I think Jim Henson was his name.
Oh, yeah.
We mean this as a compliment, because that means that Kermit will forever be the most popular character that talks like this to us. So I hope you understand.
Mm-hmm.
We love you. Like, we really love you. And it's not easy being green. And he also had this saying that if it's easy, it's sleazy, which goes really well with it's not easy being green. You know, it kind of lends himself into it. Just saying.
Yes, Froggy was racist. To play devil's advocate, Kermit has said he doesn't see color, but that's because of diabetes. Diabetic retinopathy is a scary thing, and, you know. Okay, so what else you got?
Well, I want to continue this Frat Chat Apology Tour rolling by apologizing to psych degree undergrad majors for saying your degrees are useless and that it's not a coincidence that as most girls I see on the porn couch all were like, oh yeah, I'm a psych major. To be fair, I think I really want to place the blame at the people at psychdegreemajorbabes.com. I really expected them to provide me with more variety in my porn watching experience, but it seems like it's just psych degree major babes. So, you know, they really fooled me.
But a master's in psych is acceptable.
Yes, a master's, great thing. You'll probably be working on the field. Undergrad, you probably gave a few hand jobs that you regret. Just saying, but haven't we all?
You know, so undergrad psych degree will land you on the set of a porno, but a post-grad degree in psych will get you behind the camera or in the producer's room of a porno.
Right. You really move up quick.
Good.
You're like, holy shit,
know.
You have a master's in psych? You hold the camera. You know exactly what to look for.
How familiar are you with casting? Great, great, great. Here's your couch. I could apologize to the Amish community for making fun of their child labor and how slow, how affected traffic can be because they're little horse and buggies, but they're never going to hear this, so I waste my breath. So I'm not sorry.
Actually, every week after we're done with the podcast, I actually travel by horse and buggy over to the Amish lands across the states, and I literally do the entire podcast myself. So I play you and I play me. And let's just say I do your voice a little more flamboyantly, you know. It's gonna be like, hello, I'm Simo. I'm sucking on dicks. I pretty much just do that for 43 minutes, and then they love it. They're mostly confused, but I really think they love it. So I don't apologize to the Amish community, because I think I've been improving you with entertainment, but I will apologize on your behalf to them, because I may have had you or your character say some really bad things about them. You know what I mean? So just saying.
No, we went to this like ice cream parlor, and there's all this child labor. It made me uncomfortable. And like the older folks like in the community were looking down on me with what I'm wearing. I think to myself, like, your gene pool's a puddle. Like, you have no business to judge any of us.
That's
you
true.
You know what I mean?
That's true. But then again, maybe sometimes Jebediah's got jokes, dude. You know, you just got to let him go.
They got jokes and six fingers.
It takes him like 19 hours just to get to work 2 miles away. So there's a lot of time there to think about some funnies that you can't say in the community or you'll get destroyed right away. You know, they'll get casted out. So you just wait for someone like you to come in holding a bag of McDonald's with poop in it. Be like, that's the guy I'm going to make fun of. Right
when we,
there.
When we would pass
I'm looking for a trash can for my mom, you guys.
When we would pass their like horse and buggy, I would yell out things like, remember Oregon Trail, the game?
Yeah. Yeah.
I would be like, broken wheel, you know, like, dysentery.
Oh, no, you know. Dysentery. She probably was like, oh, my God, there's dysentery. Tell the village, Jebediah. Oh, God, I would honestly pay good money to see a game show where you try to live with the Amish for like a weekend just to see if you can do it. I would just love to see that. I think it would be hilarious. Oh, no, Brother Christopher Moore. You cannot wear these padded butt panties under your clothes. God forbids it. What? I'm out of here.
I'm like, wait, you guys don't get Bravo? Whoa.
This is horse shit. No, no,
oh,
Brother Moore.
Horse
that's
horse shit.
Shit.
We got plenty of it.
Here, grab a shovel and help. Oh, no.
Blessed be.
I want to apologize on Simo's behalf, actually, to the people of America for Simo's super embarrassing performance during the Frat Chat Podcast first ever Who Wants to Be an American episode. You know, as a foreigner who came to this great land at the age of 13 and earned his way an super A+ on the citizenship test, I feel pity for those of you here in the great land of America for having to claim him as your own. But I'm willing to do you one better, and by promising that I will continue to be the ambassador of all cultures here in the Frat Chat Podcast, and I will immediately work to deport Simo to a land where people like him roam free, destroy life, harm others, and no one gives a shit, Florida. Okay, I'm going to send him there next week, and then, you know, he'll be king of Florida, and you guys will never hear him again. So that is my offering to you, good people of America. Please don't deport me. I do like being here. Just saying.
Sorry, Uncle Sam.
And also, I'm sorry, Uncle Sam, for dressing up as you in bed every single night and, you know, pointing things at my girlfriend, being like, only you can lick on these balls. It's just, it just kind of turns me on. I've always wanted to do that. So I'm sorry, I guess.
Well,
I'm also not
speaking
sorry.
Of dressing up, I need to apologize to Mayans. I realized that dressing up like one for a party was a horrible example of cultural appropriation. And I also know that having sex to African-themed music didn't help the situation. I'm sorry. But Apocalypto is a really cool movie.
Yes, made by Mel Gibson, who, as we all know, just loves people of all different cultures. You guys, he's never said anything.
It's my hero.
But in any way.
He should drive for NASCAR.
Oh, God. Oh, man. Well, I also like to apologize to, which is something I never thought I would say, is to Donald Trump. You know what I mean? I have him here.
Yeah.
I've had him here since January 6th, and I try to put him on a diet because I just thought that he could stand to lose a few pounds. You know what I mean?
Okay, you guys are going to be talking about me. Okay, well, I think it's un-American. Okay, believe me, that you only allow me to have one Big Mac, okay? And if you only give me one, then I can't stack it together and make my Trump Mac. Okay, believe me. It's just, that's something that they would do in China, okay? Or Sleepy Joe would make you do. I expected better of you, okay, Simo? Because I hear that the gays love the meat, okay? I hear you talk about it all the time. You don't even sit down. You just get on your knees and have meat.
Simo.
Okay, sometimes even Saturday and Sunday. Okay, so I don't know who you're judging. Damn it, Donald, get out of here.
I inspect the meat before I ingest the meat.
Oh, yes, Simo. That's fair.
I scratch and sniff, and I pray to God, Lady Gaga. Okay, so I this is a little apology, but I want to apologize to my team at work for not spitting in HR manager's coffee when I had the chance before she got fired. But if you're listening to HR manager, catch me on the streets, you fucking hooker.
I mean, this was also like apparently the worst HR manager of all time. So, you know, I would maybe entice her to get a different career. You know what I mean? Just saying. If you don't know if it's appropriate to use the R word in a work setting in 2021, you probably shouldn't be the HR manager.
Oh, she was awful.
If you come into work and greet your employees every day by saying, "The South will rise again," you probably shouldn't be the HR manager. Just saying. If you confuse my kid's ghost costume for a KKK outfit, you probably shouldn't be the HR manager. Just saying. Just
so look at these ghosts. Look how cute. Ghosts don't burn crosses on your front lawn. So
yeah, she wore that outfit all year long, you guys. It was not just on Halloween. So good riddance, in my opinion. I think I would also like to apologize to Simo's dad, because last week Simo's mom did get most of my attention, and I know Papa Mo's used to getting it. So I'm sorry for not making you my number one. You know, I kind of made you my side hoe last week. I didn't talk about you. So I'm sorry, Daddy. I promise you that'll never happen again. Season 4, I'm coming for you, Papa Mo. I'm coming.
So start stretching, Dad.
Yeah, oh, boy. I'll be listening to that Frat Chat Podcast Does the Kama Sutra episode over and over in preparation. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh yeah.
Okay. I. This is long overdue, but even though my ex-boyfriend in Chicago was bad news, two wrongs don't make it right, and so I want to apologize for photocopying diary entries and making placemats. That was really petty.
Great prank. Not gonna lie. Yeah, probably a 10 on the petty scale.
But it made everyone uncomfortable at Thanksgiving, and they shouldn't have been part of the prank.
Right. I would have done that more in a public restaurant or something like that, where it's a bunch of strangers you're never going to see again. But, you know, that's for next time that you feel like you need to be a little bit petty. You know, just a little bit.
But you know what? It stinks that I'm still working on my credit because he racked up my credit cards. He maxed them out. So it sucks. It really stinks that I'm still working on rebuilding my credits. But no, it stinks more is this couch, because maybe or maybe not, I put some chicken cutlets in the upholstery and turned the heat up. Eye for an eye, bitch.
Oh, yeah, that sucks. And speaking of stink, I would like to apologize to our good friend Bukaki for bringing up awful memories of your poopy times here at the Frat Chat Podcast last week. You know, sometimes you get sprinkled with shit, but it turns out to be a funny story. And I think this was one of those. So
yeah.
I like to think that in hindsight, and I mean that figuratively and literally, because you were literally looking right into a hind as the poop was flying out. I think that you'll listen to the story now and appreciate it from a different point of view rather than from the splattery to, you know, just somebody who lived a funny memory. So I think I think it was for the betterment of the pod.
Do you remember that scene in Jurassic Park where,
her name? They got to get the phone or the beeper or whatever?
What was Laura Dern? She had to put her arm into the Triceratops poop and inspect it. Did you know that? Did you know that that large mound of poop was donated by the AZD sorority at Towson University?
They did it for free.
Using their powers for good.
Yeah.
Thank you, AZD.
It only took 15 minutes, too. It was crazy. They all just went to Newell, and they came out like, we're ready, Steven Spielberg.
Oh, my God.
So AZD sorority, I'd like to tack on to my previous apology by adding on these latest comments. You know what I mean? So, but maybe the apology should tack on to anything we say during this episode of the show, and then we'll start from scratch next season. You know what I mean? I don't know. We're kind of still in the roll with this. Still pretty funny to me. Wait, okay. I don't know. We're having AZD social. What?
I have one more apology, but this one's kind of a big one. Because I got a lot of negative feedback about this.
Oh, God. Go on.
I want to apologize to adoption centers for suggesting that potential parents should be able to peruse an orphanage like one can peruse a pet store. And I realize that children are not pets.
Yeah, I told you as soon as you said that, that was an awful thing to say.
Yeah. I still maintain that adoption's expensive.
No. Maybe learn from your material of, you know, when you say you're not racist, but, you know, when and just stop. Stop right there. Don't maintain anything. Just don't maintain. Well, I would like to thank, or not thank, apologize to someone, which I guess I should. That is Brother Froggy for constantly ripping on his music career. You know what I mean? It's just that, you know, we were getting tired of making racist jokes every week, so I kind of had to go to something else. So here we are. We will continue to make fun of you, though. Just know that we definitely will. But, you know, maybe we'll try something else next season. It's not easy being green.
Who would you rather listen to sing, him or Shane?
Oh, God. Oh, this is tough. At least, ooh. Well, here's the thing. These are both guys that definitely casually drop the N-word while sitting at home. They both are guitarists, so, I guess Shane does talk about some pretty funny suicidal bears sometimes. So maybe Shane. I can keep Shane to an 8-minute performance too. Sometimes even 6. Meanwhile, I feel like Froggy, you're stuck with like a 60-minute set following an encore that no one asked for. So, the audience is like, boo, get off the stage. You're like, oh, what, encore? Oh, I'm ready for it. I'll start over. Yeah, la, 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 la. I think that's going to be hell for me. Say through a Froggy concert.
I remember going back to school after I graduated and going to a party just to check in and say hi to everyone. It was just an in and out because I was going to the bars. But I was in Towson, so I thought, why not? And he was there, and he was asking some of the current brothers, there any hot freshman chickadees this year?
Oh, God.
He said chickadees. I was like, gross. And I was like, I think I even was like, gross. And I was like, so how is it now that you're at that age where you have to get your annual prostate check? And he was like, like, what are you talking about? I'm implying that you're old and you shouldn't say things like that. Why are you here?
The sad thing is I've also heard him say that exact same phrase. Oh, hey, guys, are any young freshman chickadees? It's like, God, dude, that is the creepiest. No, Dad, get out of the bathroom. I'm peeing. It's a one-man stall. What the fuck? Stop watching.
Froggy, I'm not sorry for anything I've ever said about you. I think you're a douche. All right.
On that note, that is the best way to end the apology tour. I tell them to someone they're a douche. Make sure you take all of our apologies or lack thereof and tell us if you like them by following us and DMing us on all social channels at Frat Chat Podcast. That's on Instagram. That's on Facebook. That's on Twitter. And make sure you stay with us in the off season, guys, because we'll be posting ton of funny content, ton of throwback stuff from previous episode, and make sure to catch up on those old episodes as well, you guys, because if you haven't listened to every single episode that we put out, that means you missed out some hilarity for the Frat Chat Podcast. So don't add yourself to an apology tour, and make sure you do. And also make sure you follow us on all social channels. You can follow me at Carlos Does the World on Instagram, on Facebook, on TikTok, and at Carlos Does World on Twitter. You can follow my good buddy Simo there at Seymour Comedy on the Twitter machine and at Chris.Moore.Comedy on Instagram. Oh, yeah! And on that note, we're out of here for the season, Mr. Mo. We'll be back, but send us out of here. Make it good. I'm horny. Listen. Go.
Oh, yeah, Simo.
I motion to adjourn this season.
And I second!
Holler!
We'll be back in a few weeks, you guys! We'll miss you! See ya!
Adios! Ciao!
Ready for a new and exciting career challenge? At DHL Supply Chain, you're part of a team committed to creating innovative solutions for some of the biggest brands in the world. We're recognized as a best place to work, where people are valued, supported, and respected. DHL Supply Chain is hiring for a wide range of salaried operational and functional roles. Previous experience in logistics is welcome, but not required. All opportunities, no boundaries. DHL Supply Chain. Apply today at joindhl.com.
Imagine bold, naturally aged Tillamook cheddar slices melting over a burger. Eating handfuls of thick-cut cheddar shreds straight from the bag. Taking a bite out of an irresistibly bold block of extra sharp cheddar cheese. We know you want to get back to streaming, but wasn't it nice to daydream about cheese for a bit? Tillamook Cheddar. Extraordinary dairy.